What? No, I didn't say anything. I'm just not saying anything. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I am so very fine, and you're not buying a word of this, are you? Bum. See, this is what happens when you share that with someone for far too long. But I am fine. I'm just, not fine at all. Yeah, the review. Well, it didn't go badly. It just didn't go well. I mean, they like the idea. I mean, what's not to like? Robotic corgi. It's just Portly was a bit, well, maybe I shouldn't have given him so much personality or so much robotic ass. I just, you know, fluffy corgi butts are the best bit, and that sounds weird, but it's true because they're so fluffy, but Portly was just a bit, well, you know how I told you they were really, really excited at the alternate fuels section of the report? Well, they didn't think that the alternative fuel source would be biscuits. And they had a plate of biscuits on the table, and yeah, Portly jumped up and broke the table because of all that robotic corgi butt, and then he ate the biscuits. And then he, well, I might have put a extra little something into Portly that he wasn't meant to use at the review. It's just, you know, an optional extra, a little something. A je ne sais quoi, as the French say. Yes, I am very, very not fine if I'm speaking French. Portly can fly. I said he can fly. Well, he had just eaten an entire plate of biscuits, and he was really happy, and because of his advanced emotional sensitivity, he could see that they weren't happy, and he knew that the review was a big deal, so he thought, I'll fly and impress them. Only he kind of went through the wall. To be fair, it was not a very, it was a load-bearing wall. Yeah. Yeah, that was that big, that sound. Yeah. That's why there were alarms, and that's why we were all evacuated. But on the bright side, and I'm slightly overselling it when I'm saying it's a bright side, but they didn't cancel the project. They like the idea of a robotic corgi, because corgi, but they don't like Portly, and now he's sad, and they don't like Portly. You didn't have to say that. Really? Oh, you were just, you are the best. But don't lie to me, because I am a research scientist, and I can take it. I probably can't take it, because he's not just my research project, he's my Portly, and I just didn't anticipate the plate of biscuits. I wasn't prepared. Should have fed him first. So I'm in a period of review, which means that they want me to review Portly and make him not Portly. So Oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll just... We'll figure it out, won't we, Portly? A wonder of robotics. Are you being serious? You are? Well, I mean, you are right. I mean, he's fluffy. A fluffy robot. And he is, for all intents and purposes, a corgi. Just, you know, not a real one. Because real ones are extinct. That makes me so sad. You know, that's why I became a scientist. That something so majestic could go extinct. I knew science was the answer. And it is. We just need to, you know, do a bit of training. How's your project going? Sweetheart, who is sweetheart? Who are you calling sweetheart? Are you calling me sweetheart? Oh, you're calling your project sweetheart, your advanced AI sweetheart? Don't you think that's a bit informal, a bit overly familiar, sweetheart? Okay. No, if you think it's fine, then obviously it is fine. It's just sweetheart. So how is your sweetheart? Oh, that's great. That's great. She made you dinner. So, what'd she make? Lasagna. She made you lasagna. I was going to make you lasagna. I just meant that I was thinking of asking you to dinner. I mean, one night when we were both working late, but no, it's great that sweetheart made you lasagna. That's just perfect. Just amazing. And sorry, what was that alarm? Oh, that was sweetheart telling you to drink water. Wow. That's a bit overbearing, isn't it? Just... Oh, sweetheart worries about you. Don't we all? I just mean, you should drink more water. We should both drink more water. And that's why I bought you a water bottle. I mean, sweetheart didn't buy you a water bottle. I bought you a water bottle. I mean, I didn't buy it, especially. I mean, that would be... So, sweetheart cares about you, which is great. Because he is your personal AI assistant. Just not... I mean... Well... That's very... It's just the word assistant. It denotes a very close relationship. And, you are spending a lot of time together. And, I don't want her to get any ideas. I mean, I don't want your AI to get... any ideas, because, you know, what? I'm fine. I'm just, you know, the review. This is all the review. If I'm acting oddly, it's because of the review. Portly, shut up. So, sweetheart. You call her sweetheart. I mean, you call your AI sweetheart. Are you calling anyone else sweetheart? Just the AI. Good. I just mean it's good that it's not a very common name, because you wouldn't want, you know, multiple AIs who you call sweetheart, because I mean, I do not like that thought. I really, really, really do not. It's a great name. Just wonderful. I'm fine. Just so fine that your sweetheart is so wonderful, because you're spending so much time together and, I mean, jealous? Who's jealous? Portly's jealous. Portly is jealous. I mean, who mentioned the word jealous? I mean, I didn't. It was Portly. No, it definitely was. Well, it's just, you know, you're calling her sweetheart, and she's she made you lasagna, and I was going to make you lasagna, and she's reminding you to drink water, and I bought you the water bottle. I did. I bought it for you, so you would drink more water, because I know what you're like when you get really into your work. You forget to drink, and then you get dehydrated, and then you get grouchy, and I mean, it's kind of adorable. Not really adorable. It's super adorable, but you know, I want you to be well hydrated. So I got you a water bottle, but I didn't need to because there's Sweetheart reminding you to drink water, because Sweetheart is just so helpful, and Sweetheart is such a wonderful AI assistant. I don't have an issue with Sweetheart. What? The quality of your work? No, it's not the quality of your work. You do amazing work. It's just the fact that you're, it's just, I Portly, now's the time to fly for another wall. It's called a distraction. Really? So I've heard you talking to her, and you sound very affectionate, and you've given her female voice, and you say thank you, Sweetheart, and she made you lasagna, and maybe I'm a little, I'm jealous of an AI. What have I become? See, this is what happens when you share a lab with someone for too long. You fall in love with them, and then you're their didn't say anything. No, do not ask her to repeat what I said. Fine. When you share a lab with someone for a very long time, you might fall in love with them, and you might want to cook them dinner. You might have learned how to cook so you could cook them dinner, because you never needed to cook before, because you always had takeout. But then the thought of cooking for them, well, cooking for you, makes me feel all fuzzy. And then I bought you the water bottle because I worry about you and want to take care of you, and you're calling her Sweetheart, and I don't want you to call her Sweetheart, because I want you to call Portly Sweetheart. Me. I want you to call me Sweetheart. What? Her voice. You want to talk about her voice? I mean, I just confessed my love. Did I? I did. I am in love with you. Stupid in love with you. And that's saying something, because I am very not stupid. And, I mean, apart from the fact that I'm jealous of your AI. What do you think of her voice? It's nice, I guess. It's, has a nice English accent. It's a bit too affectionate when she speaks to you. I mean, did she just call you darling? I mean, No. She does not call you darling. I call you darling. Sorry, what? You've been waiting for what? Waiting for me to call you darling. You've been waiting for me to call you darling? That's why you gave her my voice. You gave her whom has my voice? She has my voice. Your AI has my voice. Why did your AI have my voice? Because you wanted to hear me call you darling. Why would you want me to call you darling? Because we've shared a lab for a very long time. But why do you want me to call you darling? No, I know you said that we shared a lab for a long time, but why do you want me to call you darling? You want me to call you darling? Do you want me to call you darling? As a feature in your rather fantastic AI, or do you want me to call you darling? Because we've shared a lab for a very long time. Darling? Would you like to come round for dinner, darling? Aren't you going to say anything? You've been waiting for me to ask. Is that why you got the hussy to... Is that why you... I didn't call her a hussy. I called her the hussy. Well, because you called her sweetheart, and I am a little jealous. A lot jealous. Can you not call her sweetheart? Could you call me sweetheart? You called me sweetheart. What was that noise? That was a very unscientific noise. Okay, apparently when you call me sweetheart, I make noises. Just... That is, I should really start a spreadsheet just to see the response to stimuli. That is, wait a minute. Darling. You made a noise. This is going to be a very complex Excel sheet, I can tell. So. Okay, I'm going to say it. Portly, calm down. Just calm down. We don't want any more wolves having accidents. Oh no, don't be like that. Portly, please. Okay. You can't really blame him for being excited because I've been talking about you for years. A few. Maybe 4 or 5. Maybe since I started the robotic corgi project. So he's understandably excited. I'm not blushing. I'm always this colour. Wait, what? Have you studied me? Wow. So you've been making observations? Oh, this is my favourite cardigan. Wow, that's kind of hot. I'm in love with you because you're you and because you're my darling. I like that sound. I really like that. That's going to be another column on... Actually, this is going to be a pivot table. This is going to be very complicated. In fact, I do not think this can be contained in Excel. I think I'm going to have to write some specific software. Did you just say that you love me? Yay! That was portly. So, dinner. That's great. I just need to go shopping. because there's nothing in my fridge. We could go shopping together. Really? I've never been grocery shopping with anyone before. Well, only Portly, but he doesn't really count because he only goes to the biscuit aisle. I mean, he steals the trolley and I try and wrest it off of him, but he's a very strong robot corgi. So now we just take two trolleys. So would you like to go shopping with me? Portly, you stay here. Portly, you stay here. I will buy you biscuits. Portly, it's a date! I know, a date! A date! I mean, is it a date or is it just shopping? It's a date.
Portly, it's a date! I know!
Definitely need to write specific software. So, We should. Sorry, what? What's Crumpet? Your AI. I thought your AI was Sweetheart. Oh, I'm Sweetheart. So you're calling your AI Crumpet? I love you. It's just because I really, really, really love Crumpets, and you know that because you have a list of my favorite foods. Would you like to work together on the software? Oh, okay. I understand. Oh. That's. So you mean just not record any observations? Just. Wow, that's kind of exciting. Let's do it. Let's just go wild and crazy, but not too crazy, because I do have a shopping list for the lasagna. But, you know, I don't have anything planned for dessert. Wow. I'll just get a list of what Portly wants, and that is a lot of Portly, that's a lot of biscuits. You've already, you know what? It's fine. Because we're winging it. We're not making observations. We're not having a plan. But that is a lot of biscuits. But you deserve it because you are a wonderful, majestic robot corgi. Are you ready to go, darling? Yay! Oh. Is Crumpet going to be okay on her own? I'm not sure that's wise, leaving Portly in charge of Crumpet, because you're right. We're winging it. It's a new wild frontier. What could go wrong? Oh, a shiver just went down my back. But who cares, because we're not recording any of these events. After you, darling. Yay, I love it when you call me Sweetheart. What? No, I wasn't writing it down in a notebook. I'll leave the notebook behind. Let's go.